Yesterday, we began a very special period of prayer. Every year from January 18th to the 25th, Christians around the world join in intense prayer for unity, that the divisions among the thousands of various Christian denominations may cease, and that in the words of Jesus at the Last Supper, they all may be one as the Father and the Son are one. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, Director of St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. Sadly, here, in a place where Christianity is relatively new, having been brought here in the late 1800s, there are various churches where Christians of various denominations gather apart from one another to study the Bible and to worship. And people here, the native people, ask, why aren't they one church? Why are so many Christians divided? How can Christianity be true when there are so many different forms of it that have trouble getting along? Only God can overcome our divisions, because only God can overcome the sin that is ultimately behind our divisions. That's why it's so important to pray for unity, and why we're in the second day of our special octave of prayer for Christian unity. Let's do that now with a prayer that Jesus himself prayed at the Last Supper. Quote, I pray that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me.